From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The federal government's authorizing BP to keep a cap shut tight on a ruptured well in the Gulf for another day, even though seeping's been detected within 2 miles of the site. Authorities say BP has given federal scientists its word that it will closely monitor the seabed for new leaks. Meanwhile, Rear Admiral Paul Zukunft, the federal on-scene coordinator for the Gulf oil spill, says weather conditions are sending oil into the mouth of the Mississippi River.
We have winds out of the southeast, and what that means is we have oil being pushed to the northwest from that source. And so oil is now approaching the Mississippi River Delta region.
But apparently Florida is getting a break so far today thanks to favorable winds and ocean currents. No new tar balls or oil found. The Coast Guard had said that the oil slick was 89 miles from North Florida beaches. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has unveiled a bevy of development projects while in Pakistan today. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the United States will provide Pakistan about $500 million worth of initiatives intended to ease the country's critical shortages of power, water, and decent health care.
The projects include finishing two hydroelectric dams, one that will electrify some 25,000 homes in the tribal zone of South Waziristan. Three hospitals will be renovated in Karachi, Lahore, and Jacobabad in Sindh province. More than a dozen irrigation, water storage, and municipal water supply programs will be provided. The U.S. will also help Pakistan develop its natural gas resources. Standing before a chart designating the projects, Secretary Clinton noted an especially attractive agricultural initiative.
And right there in the middle is the new agreement for the export of mangoes. And I have personally vouched for Pakistani mangoes, which are delicious.
By tackling some of the basic infrastructure ills here, the U.S. hopes to change the perception that security is the only issue that the Americans care about. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
In the U.S., a new survey from the National Association for Business Economics shows an upbeat outlook on the economy. More from Daniel Carson.
While the economy's climb out of the recession has been uneven, most businesses agree the recovery is staying on track.
The U.S. recovery continued into the second quarter, albeit at perhaps a bit slower pace than what we were seeing in the first quarter, but still, all in all, a fairly decent report, and especially when you look at the employment picture, which seemed to brighten compared to the earlier part of the year.
William Strauss, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, says that picture is improving. Almost a third of the businesses surveyed said they hired more workers between April and June, the highest level in 3 years. And the number of layoffs has dropped by almost half compared to a year ago. A majority said Europe's debt problem should have little or no effect on their businesses, at least for the next few months. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
This is NPR News. Hungary's currency has fallen against the euro and the dollar after international lenders called off bailout talks with the government. Terry Schultz reports that Budapest is being told it needs to make bigger sacrifices if it wants to keep its loan.
Markets reacted swiftly and negatively to Sunday's cutoff in negotiations by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund, who say the Hungarian government is not planning tough enough measures to rein in its budget deficit. The talks are a review of Hungary's compliance with conditions for a loan granted by the EU and IMF in 2008. The government is rejecting the lenders' demands for further budget cuts. The standoff means the remaining portion of the $26 billion loan is frozen. But beyond that and the market reaction, EU spokesman Ton van Lierop says he doesn't expect the suspension to have an immediate impact on the country.
At this stage, there are no direct, imminent consequences.
Van Lierop says there's no deadline for talks to resume. There's speculation the government wants to wait until after October elections to announce further cuts. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Rescuers in eastern India are searching for victims who may still be trapped in the twisted metal of two trains that collided this morning. So far, at least 60 people are confirmed dead. An unknown number has been injured. This was the second such incident in as many months in India, whose rail network is one of the world's largest. It is also reported to be among the most poorly maintained. Here's an update from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 36 points at 10,134, seeing gains with the NASDAQ up 6 at 2185, S&P 500 up 3 at 1068. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.